con Ticinio. Los jueves a las 9 de la noche.
Hello everyone and welcome to Conticinium, a BBNR program on Radio Universidad de Salamanca. I'm Patricia and I'm here with my colleague Eva Luna. Today we delve into gamifying European youth goals, also known as GEYG, an exciting project aiming to change how young people tackle current challenges.
Hello Patricia, before we delve deeper, let's provide an overview of GEYG and its key objectives.
GEYG is a project with the main goal of developing an engaging educational digital game. The aim is for young people not only to be familiar with the European youth goals, but also to discover how to apply them in their daily lives. The objectives range from fostering cooperation among youth and social organizations to empowering young people as agents of change, contributing to the implementation of the EU Youth Strategy.
With a comprehensive approach, key aspects such as quality employment, education and training, gender equality, among others, are addressed. Gamification is presented as a motivating tool to make these objectives accessible and exciting for young people.
Fascinating. Now, the project is seeking support specifically for the design of the game focused on quality employment for all. Thanks to the current collaboration with BBNR, the aim is to provide young workers with engaging and effective tools to address this goal and with the youth. Simultaneously, the goal is for the game to be an educational tool enabling young people to learn how to contribute to this objective in their daily lives.
An initiative that could have a significant impact, of course.
Come gather around people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have grown and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Yes, I'm Patricia. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, I'm Eva. Nice to meet you too.
And I am Florencia. Nice to meet you.
So our first question is, what motivated the creation of the Gamifying European Youth Goals project and what its main objective is? If you could explain a little bit overall.
Mm-hmm. It's for me, right?
Yes.
The question. Okay. Okay, so basically we used to have another project that it was called SHEP, Social Inclusion Through Educational Peace and Gamification. And during this project, we sent questions asking about European youth goals to different organizations and youth workers. And the results that I have them here, it was that 89% of the youth workers didn't know how to work with the European youth goals and didn't know how to bring up the topic. And 83% said that they didn't know how, didn't think that they have enough knowledge or experience to bring up this topic. And 90% of the young people that we asked said that they don't know about the European youth goals, but 86% said that they would like to know more about it. So with all this information, we decided that maybe it was worth it to create a project specific about this. And basically the main objective is to give tools to the youth workers to work on these European youth goals and also to bring this topic to the young people.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. The second question we would like to ask is, how has the collaboration between partner organizations from different countries been developed to implement the project?
Mm-hmm. Basically, this project is, as you know, with Poland, Spain, Jordan, Algeria, and Egypt. And this is like a really good mix. We've had a lot of different perspectives to work on this. But of course, this diversity makes it a bit harder to organize the meetings, also because everyone is super busy. So this is one of the things that we had to go through. Also because of, you know, some things that the project was almost 2 years. So of course, some things might happen and we had to work through it. But overall, it was a very nice experience. Everyone was bringing their own perspectives. And us from Regional Centro Voluntaria too, we have a lot of experience working in international projects. So we know how to work through this.
And I know you've talked about this in the first question, but what role does gamification play in promoting these European youth goals among young people especially?
Mm-hmm. We have many projects in which we use gamification as one of the main tools. And we do this because we consider that actually gamification is a really good way of making the participants and making the people more encouraged to know all this knowledge. Also, it brings, if you are teaching about a topic and you are just explaining the things, it's easily to forget. But if you bring some game or some a new tool that is more dynamic, it's easily to remember and to understand. And we think that is one tool that is very important. And right now, at this moment, with the new technologies, there are so many new ways that you can adapt many topics to gamification. And you can use it not only with young people, also with adults, with children, with any target group that you might have. So it's a very interesting tool.
Yes, it sounds very interesting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And following the last question, what visibility and dissemination activities have been carried out in order to promote the project and its results?
Basically, inside the project, we created a website in which we uploaded all the new updates that we have about the project, the results, and the new information. Also, we created an Instagram account where we were also uploading the information. But On my perspective, yes, the social media is very important, but it sometimes it's hard to get followers. So for us, I think that the most important part are the multiplier events and the local events that we do, that basically you gather people and they sometimes are online. But for example, when we were in Salamanca last week, we had the multiplier event where we had all these participants that we specifically you showed them what is the project about, what are the tools that you implemented, how they can access to them. And this is very important because this is the way that you explain them the tools that you created, you explain them how they have to use it and where they can find it, so that people know that these materials exist and are available for everyone, because all these results are completely free and available in internet.
So following what you just said about the event in Salamanca, how would you describe the participation and response of young people, local organizations, and also the authorities at the event?
We did the event in the University of Salamanca, so that was amazing because it gave us a lot of participants and a very nice point to tell our project, to explain everything. So that was super, super nice and I think very successful because we had a lot of participants. About the young people, also it was very interesting because during the event, Rodrigo, who was explaining the project, he showed some games that we created and the people were very participative. When we had some questions or something, they were participating and also answering the things. So it was super nice that they were so, so engaged. And this is what I was saying before, that with the games, they were like more active. But if it was only just explaining the things, they would be like, okay, just tell me so I can go. So with the games, they also remember these things. And it's also very good because then they can see the Erasmus opportunities and then they can check other things that the Erasmus does.
Thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least, what recommendation would you give to other organizations that are looking to use gamification to promote the active participation of young people in society? Sorry.
About the advice, I think the first thing is to do some research. For example, as I said, we based the project in the questions that we had done previously, so we knew that this was an issue and a need in our society. So I think that the previous research to know what is happening, the tools that already exist, and the tools that might be needed, or maybe the problem is about sharing these tools. So I think the main thing is about knowing what do we have right now and what is needed. And then, of course, to choose the right target group and adapt the game and the project to this target group. Because if you are choosing young people and then you are creating something that for a different target group, then it will reach the audience that you want, and the project will be useless. So the first part, the part about the adapting the things and researching, I think is the main part. Then of course in our project we had the good luck to being international, so we had the different organizations and each one of them brought a new perspective and their new and their specific information, so we could use this information to create the games and to be as diverse as possible. So it was also very interesting.
Okay, thank you so much
for your time. I would like to say that if you want to add something or to say something, you could do.
Not specifically. I mean, this project, I was seeing it from the back because I wasn't here from the beginning. I joined it a few months ago, and when I was seeing all the work that the partners were doing all this time, it was amazing, and I feel super lucky that I got the chance to go to Salamanca and see the final results and the final meeting with everything. It was amazing, and I hope that these games, many people can see it after this.
Hey, thank you so much for all your time and your expertise. It was a very interesting talk.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this time. Also, I like the questions. They were very nice. And you are very nice as well.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Move mountains. We're gonna walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves. I'll rise up, in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. For that we have each other. I will rise 1,000 times again, and we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it 1,000 times again. You.
In the next segment, we will dive deeper into the impact GEYG could have on collaboration between young people and social organizations. So, GEYG aims to foster this cooperation. How are they addressing this specific aspect, and what impact do they expect to achieve?
They are adopting an inclusive approach, working closely with young people and social organizations, both in the European Union, Poland or Spain, and associated countries such as Algeria, Egypt, and Jordan. Gamification is presented as a platform that can unite these diverse groups around a common goal, the European Youth Goals.
Indeed, The goal is to empower young people not only to know the objectives, but also to become active advocates. Through the game and using both analog and digital networks, they aim for young people to become ambassadors of the European goals in their communities and among their peers.
Engaging young people in this way creates a lasting impact, actively facilitating the connection between young people and social organizations and creating a space for the exchange of successful practices. Furthermore, collaboration with BBNR in game design ensures that it is an effective tool for youth workers, providing them with engaging methods to address the European youth goals.
We believe GEYG can be a catalyst for advancing the EU youth strategy, especially by focusing on the 11th European goals. By making these goals accessible through gamification, we are building bridge for active youth participation in building more inclusive and sustainable societies.
Exactly, Eva. Gamification has the ability to make goals and actions more attractive and accessible to young people. By turning the European Youth Goals into an educational game, the intention is to spark interest and active participation. The goal is for young people not only to understand these objectives, but also to feel empowered to implement positive changes in their environment.
It's great to see how they are leveraging gamification to make participation more exciting. We are aware of the importance of diversity in communication methods. We use digital platforms to reach a wider audience and connect with the digital generation. At the same time, we recognize the value of analog networks and social events to reach communities that may not be as connected online.
A balanced approach addressing different audiences. By focusing on the 11 European goals, we are addressing key areas such as employment, education, equality, and sustainability. By empowering young people and fostering cooperation between diverse communities, we hope to see a positive impact in building more inclusive and sustainable societies.
We invite everyone to join us on this journey. GEYG is not just a project. It's an opportunity for young people to be agents of change. Through gamification, we are opening new doors to understand and address the challenges that youth face today.
We now begin this last part of this February program by discussing some news about youth.
I wanted to talk about a proposal I read about that I find very amusing. It is being argued that young people don't have institutional representation in organizations such as the EU. Every day, decisions, policies, and investments are made that will shape the future for generations to come. However, in today's EU decision-making processes, future generations have no rights or representation. This is set to get worse before it gets better, as Europe is an aging continent. By 2050, the share of people over 55 in the total population will rise from just under 30% to just over 40%. I think it is a very interesting topic to think about it.
It definitely is, Eva. The news I wanted to share in order to end this month's episode in a fun note is the fact that Margaritis Schinas, one of the European Commission's vice presidents, has publicly asked American star Taylor Swift to mobilize young voters ahead of the elections to the European Parliament. He argues that since she made a social media call last September for young Americans to register to vote, more than 35,000 followers of Swift had registered to vote just the next day. Turnout for the European Parliament elections have been historically low, with deep divergences among countries. In 2019, the figure stood at 50.66%, the first time it surpasses the 50% threshold since 1994. According to an Eurobarometer survey, the increase was largely due to youth participation. This year, four member states, Belgium, Germany, Malta, and Austria, will allow citizens over 16 to vote, hoping to reinvigorate the pan-continental democratic exercise. And with this latest news, we end this month's episode.
Thanks to all our listeners for joining us. See you in the next episode.
Continue. Los jueves a las 9 de la noche.